Paragraph 2 reads, "Similarly, English coffee houses in the 17th and 18th centuries became hot spots for political debate, conversation, and business. The first coffee house opened in Oxford in 1650, and they quickly spread across to places like London. For just a penny, customers received a cup of coffee and admission into what became known as penny universities due to the people from different walks of life learning from each other in an informal environment. Civility was essential to the debates and conversations at these gatherings, as they served as a sober foil to the intoxicated interactions happening at pubs. Nowadays, UK coffee culture has been commercialized by chains like Starbucks and Costa Coffee."
So moving to England, back in the 17th and 18th centuries, the coffee shops were hotspots for political debate. A hotspot is just a place of lots of activity, so a lot of people would gather there. This was just became a cultural thing that became associated with coffee houses. You go there and you talk about politics or business or other things. So they spread across England, of course, eventually reaching London. And apparently you just paid one penny and you got a cup of coffee and, of course, permission to stay there, sit down. And then you would chat with other people there, and they had a name for this phenomenon. It was called a penny university, because people of different walks of life, a walk of life is just your background. It's the, you know, the type of life that you have. It refers to all of your background, your upbringing, your education, your economic status. And all these people were learning from each other in this informal environment. So it was not like a real university. There's no degrees. It's just an informal place for people to chat and learn from each other.
And so one important factor in these penny universities was civility, which is a type of formal politeness. So it was essential to these debates. So it wasn't just people getting angry and yelling at each other. They had to be civil to engage in these types of conversations. And they served as a sober foil. So a foil is something that contrasts with something else. So they contrasted with the intoxicated interactions at public houses or pubs. So intoxicated is just being under the influence of alcohol. So these were much more civil debates and conversations compared to perhaps the intoxicated arguments that could happen at a pub. And so nowadays, of course, as has happened in many places, UK coffee culture has been commercialized, and there's lots of chains out there, some of the most popular ones being Starbucks and Costa Coffee.